Good afternoon. This is Capital Radio broadcasting to Dublin City and surrounding areas on 220 metres in the medium wave band. My name is Alan Russell and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And if you want to ring us, we're having a phone in today, which begins right now. The phone number to ring is 681194. That's 681194. Opening up with Jim Capaldi. And he says, love hurts. Jim Capaldi there, and love hurts, he says. Don't you believe it. This is Capital on 220, and the number to ring is 681194. That's 681194. And we'll be playing a request or two for you next week or during the week. We'll be having special programs around Christmas, and we can send out Christmas greetings to your friends and relations for you. Just give us a ring at that number, won't you? Special interview coming up after this with Chris de Burr, who has an album out at the moment called Spanish Train and Other Stories. Stand by for that. First of all, here's Sailor. And a glass of champagne. Wouldn't mind one, really. It's very thirsty here at times.
I've been waiting much too long for this moment to
Sailor there and their new release, Glass of Champagne. Very good afternoon to Ernest and Margaret out in Newcastle, County Dublin. If you're tuned in, good afternoon to you. Hello to Hazel and Gillian. Hello also to Kevin and Margaret, and I'll probably be seeing you this evening, Kevin. Yesterday morning in the early hours, I had the pleasure of talking to one of Ireland's most promising singer-songwriters, Chris de Burgh. Chris released an album about a year ago called Far Beyond These Castle Walls. And he currently has a new album out called Spanish Train and Other Stories. And there's a track released off that as a single. But the style of the music, compared with Far Beyond These Castle Walls, is completely different in the sense that Spanish Train and Other Stories comprises of several tracks, each separate from each other, each an individual story. And I asked Chris why the change.
Tour with the English band Supertramp for 5 months, and we were playing halls of 2,000 seats and more, and I was going on stage with just a guitar, and most of the people didn't know who I was, so I had to make an impact straight off. And so I found myself writing songs which were dramatic in content to attract the attention of the audience. One of them particularly is the title track of the new album, Spanish Train, which is the story of a game of cards between God and the devil with a trick ending. And that particular song, for example, I wrote so that I could perform to these people. And I discovered by the end of this the tour, we played America, Canada, England and Europe, is that I found myself much more interested in writing story songs where you could sort of almost visualize what was happening. I believe we're in this age of television that everybody now knows within their own heads. They can kind of see what is happening. Just close your eyes. And I'm trying to stimulate, it's not a new idea by any means, but stimulate this new a sort of extra dimension in music whereby you can listen to the words and the music and the words sort of both suggest the third part, which is the visual. So you just close your eyes and hopefully you'll be able to sort of see the action going. My first album, the Castle Walls album, was obviously an accumulation of songs that I've written over the years. And for me, it was a very gentle and romantic first album with a couple of interesting hard points which led to the second album. But I think, again, I'll be recording a new one, I think, in about 6 months. I hope that I'm not affected by the first or the second album when I'm trying to write for the third. It'll be just, I don't know, I wake up in the morning, I look out and see the sun shining, and all my influences are completely different all the time. I see a pretty girl, hello Diane, and I think of something else, you know.
Where would you say your main musical influence lies?
Well, I think most songwriters today must acknowledge the Beatles, Lennon, McCartney, as writers. I think Lennon and McCartney were just amazing. There's some of their songs. I don't know, I was playing one last night called Blackbird. It's just one hell of a beautiful song. And that sort of thing, and also Bob Dylan, the people like that who show a man with a guitar the sort of the impulse to write songs for himself. Other people I greatly admire are Paul Simon. I think he's just amazing. And Stevie Wonder. I enjoy Van Morrison, though I'm not quite sure of his writing abilities are as great as, for example, Paul Simon's, but he has a unique voice. I don't know, I get, as I say before, you know, I sort of get influenced by different things. Maybe just one song I'll hear, or a half a song, will stimulate me to write in a different way.
You're having so much success at the moment in places like Brazil and Germany, yes, in Ireland and England. They're virtually unknown until this album came out.
Yeah, this is true. My first album came out and it got very good reviews in England, but the English market is just a crazy market. I think most people will say that to break into the English market is the most difficult thing in the world. I'm very lucky because I'm with a record company that has released my records all over the world, and it was complete surprise to me when they told me that I had a number one single in Brazil, which is selling sort of 10,000 a week, and I was amazed. I couldn't figure it out. I'm still having difficulty understanding why it's a hit over there, because it's a 6-minute song. It's a song of my first album called Turning Round, and God knows why. In Germany, you see, West Germany, I was told now, go for pop songs and heavy, dramatic, sort of heavy music, and which is, my first album isn't like that at all, yet it was on radio charts there for months and months, and it was voted album of the month by a major magazine. I don't know, these are the nice surprises of this business, is that one little guy sitting in a little room can write a song that suddenly he gets sort of 4 million Filipinos dancing in the streets. This is great.
Chris, have you any more plans to release further tracks from Spanish Train as a single?
Well, what happened was the album Spanish Train and the single Lonely Sky were released during November, and as we all know, there's a sort of mad Christmas rush, which is known in the trade as the silly season. King Perry, you know, Perry Como rules. And the record company, I think, were dismayed by the fact that although we were getting very good play on English radio and on Capital Radio here in Ireland, and a lot of enthusiasm, the sales were not so hot because of the situation around Christmas. So what they're going to do is they're going to re-release the album in January and re-release the single in January. The single is Lonely Sky. There are other tracks on the album which are possible singles. Other companies, other countries, for some reason they prefer different tracks, you know. At West Germany, I think, have already released a single off the album called I'm Going Home, and the album has been rush released for Christmas over there. I think America will be releasing a single just after Christmas. I don't know what they choose. Each territory knows what is best for their own sort of area. It's very difficult for me to advise anybody on their area. I just write the songs, man.
what can we expect from you in the future? Will it be similar to the first album? Will it be like Spanish Train?
It's really hard to say. What I have to do is, you see, everybody thinks that when you get a record out, you know, they're sort of amazed and delighted for you and wondering why you're not on top of the pops and stuff like that. But what it is that it's each album is like a brick. You've got to stick it down and keep building. And you have to have a very good idea of where you're going and why you want to go there. And basically what I am is I really like to sing, and I get a real kick out of writing songs, and I love recording them, because working in a major London studio is a wonderful experience. On this Spanish Train album, I did all the backing vocals, and one particular track, A Spaceman Came Traveling, I find myself double-tracked 13 times, which is an ego trip in itself. This is something that I want to bring onto the next album. I don't know, it's really difficult for me to tell that. But I think I must write songs for people to identify with, as well as the sort of the Spanish Train type of song, which is the story. Mm-hmm. I was told a good bit of advice by the head of the record company once. He said, don't get any illusions about yourself, because your record is just one in a pile of records. And when your record is in that pile, then you will be able to look at yourself in perspective. But if you keep on pulling that one record out of the pile, you'll never get a true perspective. So as far as I'm concerned, I learned from the first album that there are something like 80,000 albums available to this present time, and I'm one of them. And I'm just hoping, I mean, it's the enthusiasm of your radio station, Capital Radio, and other enthusiastic people who help me to keep going.
Really. What's your own favorite track off this album?
Well, it's around Christmas. I suppose my favorite track is A Spaceman Came Traveling. I'd like to dedicate this song to a beautiful young lady. This is for Diane. And she's got a cold and a nose at the moment. I hope you get better soon, darling.
A spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed, where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the of that ship in the sky, which shone all around. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again. To a baby's cry."
Chris DeBoer talking to Capital Radio, and there you heard a track from his album Spanish Train and Other Stories. That track is called A Spaceman Came Travelling. Don't forget, we're having a phone in today, and you can ring us 681194. That's 681194. That's your hotline to Capital Radio. This is Queen.
Is this just
fantasy and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Baby,
Right, some of the people who rang us last week on our phone in at 681194 want records played for people. Bernie Burke would like us to play a record for Stephen Burke. Righto, Bernie, coming up. And John O'Connor of Crumlin would like us to play something for Mary Daly and Peter Hardwick. Mark Keegan of Creamer Road, Glass 7, would like us to play something for Paul Keegan. And also Mark in Clonsky and Moiraid and Betty. Okie doke, that's the lot. And actually, we weren't having a phone in last week. It's incredible that we still got those calls, isn't it amazing? Last week, you remember, we did the Horslip Spectacular. And there'll be some more very special programs coming up on Capital over the Christmas period. So do stay tuned to this channel and all that kind of thing. For all those people who wanted a record played, here's Jigsaw and Sky High. And don't forget the number, 681194. Jigsaw there and Sky High, and that's from the film called The Man from Hong Kong. And this is Capital Radio with Alan Russell until 2 o'clock, and the phone-in number once again is 681194. And if you're buying LPs for Christmas presents for anyone, why not go into Dolphin Discs, and you can buy Art Garfunkel's new album, Breakaway, for $3.15, and you can also buy Paul Simon's LP Crazy After All These Years for $3.15, and if you get the two together, you get them for £6. Here's a track from Breakaway, and this track is also on Crazy After All These Years, now released on a single. It's Simon and Garfunkel together in My Little Town.
In my little town I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging out shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. Not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination we lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
That's Simon and Garfunkel there in My Little Town.
This is Capital Radio.
Ici Radio Capital.
Here is Capital Radio.
Aquí Radio Capital.